Good morning, everyone. Reading this morning from Merging with Shiva, lesson 339. It's a little deep, but I think there's something in it we can all relate to. After his first nirvikalpa samadhi, the renunciate's concentration and his practice of concentration should be easier. His first step in practicing samadhi would be to concentrate upon one physical object, that is, if he cannot see his inner light. And if his mind is confused, he won't be able to see the inner light, like before he went into his first samadhi. Only after he has gone into samadhi many, many times, where his whole body becomes filled with light, will he then see his inner light all the time, 24 hours a day. But at first he won't. He will have his first breakthrough, but he won't see the light all the time. I think the general principle here, broadened, is the idea that experiencing something once isn't enough. That's what it's telling us, that in this case it's talking about nirvikalpa samadhi, but any inner experience, we have an inner experience once, no matter how profound, it doesn't totally transform us. It's not like being struck by lightning or something. We just have to have one experience once and then we're totally a different person because of one experience once. It's a gradual process that Gurudev is pointing out. Even with the deepest experiences, the change within us is gradual. It's not instantaneous or happening within a couple of months. If he doesn't see the inner light, he must concentrate, get his mind quiet, write down his confessions, and understand the different experiences he has gone through in the very same way he's been taught in his beginning study. Then finally, when his inner light, which he will soon begin to find right at the top of the head, comes into prominence, he must turn his concentration onto that. One of the consequences of having inner experiences is those experiences we've had in the past that we haven't totally resolved become more apparent. So that can be unpleasant, shall we say, to all of a sudden remember something that happened many years ago that's unresolved. And why has it come up now? Because we had some deep inner experiences and we're more aware of its presence. And as Gurudeva says, we need to understand them. Understand the different experiences he has gone through. Well, experiences are there, so we gain new understandings. And until something is fully understood and accepted, then it can pop up and be a distraction or a blockage to seeing our inner light. Then finally, when his inner light, which he will soon begin to find right at the top of the head, comes into prominence, he must turn his concentration onto that. And with enough mind power, he should be able to hold that inner light, a very bright white light, looking just like a star right at the top of the head. This will give him figures and conscious mind forms, about 3 inches in diameter, and then he would concentrate the light into a 3-inch diameter. He may not always know where the center is, especially if he has been involved in his saiva-seva. If that is so, he should press the top of his head with his finger and that will indicate to him where the center of the light should be. This will immediately center his awareness in the center of the light. Then he tries to part it, tries to open it up like a camera lens, and comes into very brilliant light. It will just be scintillating, much brighter than a star. It will be like a carbon arc light. This is very brilliant and very powerful. The renunciate is then schooled in how to hold that to a 3-inch diameter, because the tendency will be for that light to fill up his whole head. He will feel very blissful. Then the next sentence may be a surprise. We don't want that to happen. What? Why don't we want to be blissful? Gurudeva explains, we don't want the emotions or the lower mind to get out of control simply because he found a bright light in his head. So he's talking about an emotional blissfulness. In some religious traditions, that would be like the high point. We're emotionally blissful. So in our teachings, becoming emotionally blissful is just, you can't go any deeper. You've arrived at an emotionally blissful state and you're not able to go any deeper because there's too much emotion involved. So it's Gurudeva, in other writings, he distinguishes between emotion and devotion. We want to have lots of devotion, but without any emotion or normal emotional feelings. In other words, devotion is a very controlled state of mind when it's approached as Gurudeva describes it, whereas emotion is you're kind of letting go of your emotional control. So we don't want to do that. He has seen other seekers as they were just awakening in the inner light get so carried away about the inner light that it throws them into an emotional state and they can get fanatical about it. Doesn't give them any inner wisdom or anything like that. So remembering this, the wise sannyasin will not allow himself to get emotional about the inner light, because seeing this light indicates that he is only beginning to come into his super consciousness. The light really is the friction of the superconscious mind against the conscious and subconscious mind. In my way of looking at it, it is an electrical friction. The odic forces and the actinic forces merging causes light and sound. In other words, there's many experiences deeper than light and sound. Light and sound are produced because both odic force and actinic force are present. Then Gurudeva explains it a little more. So when he sees this brilliant light right in his head, more brilliant than he has ever seen, intensified brilliance, he tries to find the center of it. When he finds the center of it, again trying to open up that light like a camera lens, he will then come into a state of consciousness called Satchit Ananda. A state of pure consciousness, a state of pure bliss, Savakalpa Samadhi. Here he won't be in a brilliant light anymore. Above him it will look like he is looking way up in the sky into outer space, and the color of it will be a whitish blue. That will be the Akasha he will be in. So that's a nice, clear description. Usually you don't find anything so precisely explained about inner states of consciousness, that we're trying to see inner light, then we're trying to see a brilliant inner light, then we're trying to find the center of it, and we're trying to go through the center of it, so we don't see light anymore. We end up in Satchit Ananda, which is compared to inner space, whitish blue. Oh, thank you very much for listening. Om Namah Shivaya.